H-O-D. That's nice. This sentence uses the pronoun say, which is a contraction of sir. This slash that and is so say means it is. Jordi means nice or kind. The whole sentence is a very simple way to express appreciation or agreement. Cela. It's there. This is a simple sentence that uses the pronoun say, contraction of sir, which means this as the subject. Is the verb to be in the third person singular present tense, which is used to describe something that is true in the present. La is an adverb that means there. It indicates the location of the subject. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, meaning it is a statement of fact. C'est de l'eau. This is water. This sentence uses the c'est construction, which means it is. It's a common way to identify something in French. De is a preposition that means of. In this case, it shows that the water is a kind of substance. L'eau is the definite article, the, followed by the noun, water. So, the full sentence translates to, it is of the water, which is a more formal way of saying, this is water. C'est bizarre. That's strange. Breakdown. C'est. This is a contraction of sir. This and is. This is a very common contraction in French. You see it often in spoken and written French. Bizarre. This means strange or peculiar. Therefore. That is false. Breakdown. Is a contraction of sir. This and is for means false. This is a simple sentence using the to be verb in the present tense. The verb is conjugated to agree with the subject. Sir. This, which is understood as the subject because it's an implied subject. This is yours. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. C'est is a contraction of sir. This and is le is the definite article, meaning the dien is a possessive adjective, meaning yours. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence, stating that something belongs to the person being addressed. C'est la tienne. That is yours. C'est. C'est. Is a contraction of. C'est. Meaning, this is. La. La. Is the feminine singular definite article, meaning, the. Time. Tienne. Is the feminine singular possessive adjective, meaning, yours. The entire sentence translates to, that is yours. Bien. Come. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command, or request. Bien. Is the informal, singular form of the verb. Venir. To come. It is used to address someone directly, like a friend or family member. C'est la vôtre. This is yours. This sentence uses the demonstrative adjective c'est, which means this is the la before vôtre is the feminine definite article the word vôtre. is a possessive adjective meaning yours. The entire phrase is a very simple and formal way to say, this is yours.
Cellarwort.
This is yours. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence.
Se
means it is and is a contraction of
se.
This and
e
is. This is the third person singular form of the verb
et.
To be.
Le
is the definite article, meaning the.
Vort
is a possessive adjective meaning yours. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is implied by the context. This phrase implies that the speaker is giving something to the person they are addressing.
Jésus a pleuré.
Jesus cried. This sentence is very simple.
Jésus
is the subject, and it is a proper noun referring to Jesus.
A
is the auxiliary verb avoir in the past tense.
Pleuré
is the past participle of the verb pleurer, which means to cry. Together, these elements create a statement in the past tense, indicating that Jesus cried at some point in the past.
Jésus pleura.
Jesus wept. This sentence is very simple. It is in the past tense, using the
passé simple,
which is a common tense used for past events in formal writing and narration. The subject is
Jésus,
which is a proper noun and the name of Jesus. The verb is
pleura,
which is the third person singular form of the verb
pleurer,
meaning to weep or to cry. This sentence emphasizes the simple and poignant act of Jesus weeping.
Fais-le donc.
Do it then. Breakdown.
Fais
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do, conjugated in the second person singular.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning it or him.
Donc
is an adverb that expresses a consequence or conclusion. It emphasizes the command and can be translated as then or so. This phrase is a strong command urging the listener to perform an action. The use of
donc
adds a sense of insistence or impatience.
Fais-le tout simplement.
Do it simply. The sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Fais-le is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do, conjugated in the second person singular, you, and combined with the direct object pronoun
le.
Him slash it. Tout simplement means simply, and functions as an adverbial phrase modifying the verb
faire. Faites-le tout simplement.
Do it simply. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is giving a command.
Fait
is the verb to do in the second person plural, meaning you all.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, it.
Tout
means all.
Simplement
means simply. This sentence can also be understood as just do it.
Va-t'en simplement.
Simply go away. This is an informal imperative sentence.
Va
means go in the imperative form, second person singular. This form is used when addressing one person directly.
T'en
is a contraction of
de,
you, and
en.
From there, it is used to indicate movement away from the speaker.
Simplement
means, simply, and acts as an adverb, modifying the verb. Va. Together, the sentence means, go away simply, or, just go away.
Allez-vous en simplement.
Just leave. Breakdown.
Allez-vous en
is an imperative verb, meaning a command, telling someone to leave. It is formed from the verb aller, to go, with the pronoun
vous,
you, the particle
en,
away, and the
vous
ending, which is used for formal imperatives.
Simplement
is an adverb meaning simply or just. It modifies the verb, adding a sense of urgency or directness to the command. Key concepts. Imperative verbs, used to give commands or orders. Pronoun placement. In French, pronouns often precede the verb in imperative sentences. Adverbs. Words that modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, providing additional information about the action or description.
Détendez-vous.
Relax. The verb
détendez-vous
is the informal imperative form of the verb
détendre,
which means to relax. It is used in the informal second person plural, meaning it's addressing a group of people or a single person in a familiar way.
Venez.
Come. This is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command or request.
Venez
is the second person plural form of the verb
venir,
to come. The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the urgency or enthusiasm of the request.
Détends-toi.
Relax. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Détends-toi
is the informal second-person singular form of the verb
détendre,
meaning, to relax. The ending, toi, is the reflexive pronoun, yourself, in the informal second-person singular. So the full meaning is, relax yourself. But in English, we simply say, relax.
Continuez comme ça.
Keep going like that. The phrase, continuez comme ça, is a common French expression that literally translates to
continue
like that. It is used to encourage someone to keep doing something they are doing well.
Continuez
is the imperative form of the verb
continuez,
to continue, and it is conjugated in the plural form because it is addressed to a group of people.
Comme ça
means, like that, and refers to the way the person is currently behaving or performing. The sentence is a simple and direct way to express encouragement and approval.
Continuez comme ça.
Keep going like that. This sentence is an imperative phrase, telling someone to continue in the same way they are currently doing something.
Continuez.
This is the imperative form of the verb continuer, to continue, conjugated in the plural form to address multiple people.
Comme.
This means, like, or, as.
Ça.
This pronoun stands in for the previous action, or situation, in this case, the way the person is currently doing something. So the sentence translates to, keep going like that, instructing someone to continue the action or behavior they are currently engaged in.
Continue comme ça.
Keep going like that. This phrase is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request. Breakdown. Continue.
Continue.
This is the verb, to continue, in the imperative form.
Comme.
Comme. This is the conjunction, like, or, as.
Ça.
Ça. This is a pronoun that refers to the previous context or situation. It can be translated as that or it, depending on the context. Therefore, the whole sentence means, keep going like that, or keep doing what you're doing.
Rest tranquil.
Stay quiet. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. In the imperative, the subject pronoun.
Do.
You is understood and not stated.
Tranquil
is an adjective meaning quiet or calm. The sentence literally means stay quiet, but can also be translated as be quiet or quiet down.
Restez tranquil.
Stay quiet. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Reste.
To stay. The imperative is used to give commands.
Tranquil
is an adjective meaning quiet or calm, and is used as an adverb in this context.
Bouclez-la.
This means, shut up. Or, zip it. The phrase uses the imperative form of the verb.
Boucler,
which means to close or to fasten. It is used figuratively here to mean to shut up.
La
is a pronoun referring to the person being addressed, similar to you in English. So, the phrase literally means close it. But the meaning is more like close your mouth or stop talking.
Rest tranquil.
Stay calm. This sentence is an imperative verb in the familiar form, meaning it is a command to someone the speaker knows well. Restez.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay, conjugated in the second person singular, you. Tranquil.
Tranquil
is an adjective meaning calm or peaceful. So, the sentence means, stay calm, and is a direct command to the listener to remain composed.
Restez tranquil.
Stay calm. The verb.
Restez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It's in the plural form, which means it's addressing multiple people.
Tranquil
is an adjective that means calm. So, the phrase is literally telling someone or some people to stay calm.
Restez tranquil.
This means stay calm. Let's break it down.
Restez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
To stay. It's a command telling someone to stay in a particular state.
Tranquil
is the plural form of the adjective.
Tranquil.
Calm, quiet. It describes the state the person should be in. So, the sentence is instructing someone, or a group of people, to remain calm.
Laisse tomber.
This means, forget about it. Or, let it go. The sentence consists of two words.
Laisse.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Laisser.
To let, to leave. In this context, it's an order, commanding someone to let go of something.
Tomber.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Tomber.
To fall. In this case, it means to give up or abandon something. The combination of these words creates a colloquial expression urging someone to forget about something, move on, or stop thinking about it. It's a way to dismiss a situation or idea, often used to express frustration or disinterest. Rest tranquille. Stay calm. The sentence. Rest tranquille. Translates to stay calm. The verb. Rest. Is the imperative form of the verb. Rester. Which means to stay. The word. Tranquille. Means calm or peaceful. The exclamation mark emphasizes the urgency of the command. Restez tranquille. Stay quiet. This is an imperative sentence, which means it's a command. Restez is the verb. Restez. To stay, conjugated in the imperative form for the second person plural, you all. Tranquille is an adjective meaning quiet or calm. In this context, it functions as an adverb, modifying the verb. Restez. The exclamation mark at the end emphasizes the command. Taisez-vous. Be quiet. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. The verb. Taisez. Is the imperative form of the verb. Taire. To be quiet. The. Vous. Ending indicates that the command is directed at a plural, you, you all, y'all. The sentence is grammatically correct, and conveys a direct and clear instruction.
Rest tranquille.
Stay quiet. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Rest
is the imperative form of the verb.
Restez.
Meaning, to stay.
Tranquille
is an adjective meaning quiet or calm. The exclamation mark indicates that the command is forceful.
Restez tranquille.
Stay quiet. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
vous
form, meaning you, plural or formal singular. The verb
restez
means to stay, and the adverb
tranquille
means quiet. The exclamation point makes the request more forceful.
Quitte la ville.
Leave the city. This is a simple imperative sentence, telling someone to leave the city.
Quitte
is the imperative form of the verb quitter, which means to leave. In this case, it's the second person singular, meaning you, informal.
La ville
is the feminine definite article, la, the, followed by the noun, ville, city.
Quitte la ville.
Leave the city. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or order.
Quitte
is the imperative form of the verb.
Quitter.
To leave, conjugated in the ruse form, which is the formal, you, in French.
La ville
is the direct object of the verb, meaning it is the thing being left.
La
is the feminine singular definite article meaning the, and
ville
means city. So, the sentence translates directly to, leave the city. This can be used to command someone to leave the city, or it can be used as an exclamation to express the desire to leave the city.
Laissez Tom partir.
Let Tom leave.
Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez,
which means, to let, or, to allow.
Tom
is the proper noun for Tom, a male name.
Partir
is the infinitive form of the verb to leave in this sentence. It is used in the infinitive form following the imperative verb.
Laissez. Laisse Tom partir.
Let Tom leave. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Less is the imperative form of the verb. Lessee. To let, conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Tom
is the proper noun for Tom.
Partir
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Partir.
To leave, the combination of the imperative,
less,
and the infinitive,
partir,
creates a direct command to let Tom leave.
Faites entrer Tom.
Let Tom enter.
Faites
is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do, in the second person plural. It is the command form, meaning, you all do.
Entrez
is the infinitive form of the verb, to enter.
Tom
is the proper noun, meaning the name Tom. The phrase literally means, you all make enter Tom. But in English, we would say, let Tom enter, or, have Tom enter.
Laissez tomber.
Let it go. This is a common French expression that literally translates to let fall! Exclamation, but it means let it go. Or forget about it. Breakdown.
Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to leave.
Tomber
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Tomber.
To fall. The imperative form is used to give a command, and in this case, the command is to let it fall, or forget about it.
Fais entrer Tom.
Let Tom come in. This is a command in the imperative mood. Breakdown.
Faire
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make, meaning, do.
Entrez
is the infinitive verb meaning, to enter.
Tom
is the name of the person being addressed. Key concepts. Imperative mood. This is used to give commands or make requests. Infinitive. The infinitive form of a verb is the base form, usually preceded by to in English.
Laisse-le partir.
Let him leave. Breakdown.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to allow.
Le
is the direct object pronoun meaning him. It is used because the object of the verb leave is masculine.
Partir
is the infinitive of the verb to leave. It is used here as the direct object of the verb laisse. Key concepts. Imperative form. This is the form of a verb used to give a command or order. Direct object pronoun. This pronoun replaces the noun that is the direct object of the verb. Infinitive. This is the basic form of the verb, usually preceded by to in English.
Laissez-le partir.
Let him leave. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. The verb laisser means to let and is conjugated in the imperative form for the second person plural, which is the same as the informal singular. Le is the direct object pronoun referring to him. Partir means to leave and is in the infinitive form. The sentence is a direct translation of let him leave, but can also be translated as leave him alone. It emphasizes allowing someone to go freely without interference.
Laisse-le s'en aller.
Let him go. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
laisser.
To let, followed by a direct object pronoun.
Le.
Him, and an infinitive.
S'en aller.
To go away.
Less.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
Meaning, let, or, allow. It is used to give a command.
Le.
This is the direct object pronoun, meaning, him. It refers to the person being allowed to go.
S'en aller.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to go away. It is used to express the action of going away. The combination of the imperative form of
laissez
and the infinitive creates a command to allow someone to go away.
Laissez-le s'en aller.
Let him go. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or request. It uses the verb
laissez,
which means to let or to allow.
Laissez
is the imperative form of
laissez.
For the pronoun
vous,
you,
le
is the direct object pronoun, referring to a masculine noun. This means him.
S'en aller
is the reflexive pronoun.
Se,
followed by the verb
aller.
In the infinitive form, this expression means to go away, to leave, or to depart. The combination of
laissez
and the reflexive pronoun
se
creates the idea of allowing someone to do something for themselves, in this case, to go away.
Fais-le entrer.
Let him enter. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command. Breakdown.
Faire.
This is the imperative form of the verb
faire.
To do slash make, in the second person singular, meaning you, informal. Here, it means make.
Le.
This is the direct object pronoun meaning him. It refers to a masculine noun that has already been mentioned.
Entrer.
This is the infinitive form of the verb
entrer.
To enter. It is used here as the object of the verb
faire.
The sentence literally translates to make him enter. The imperative form is a shortcut, making it more direct and less verbose.
Laisse-le entrer.
Let him enter. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb
laissez.
To let, and it is conjugated in the second person singular, you.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning him.
Entrer
is the infinitive of the verb to enter. The full breakdown is
laisse.
Let, imperative form of the verb
laissez.
Le. Him, direct object pronoun.
Entrer.
Enter, infinitive of the verb, to enter. The sentence means, let him enter. It is a command, telling someone to allow another person to enter a specific place.
Laissez-le entrer.
Let him enter. This sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command, or request.
Laissez.
Laissez is the imperative form of the verb
laissez.
To let, to allow.
Le.
Le is the direct object pronoun meaning him.
Entre.
Entrer is the infinitive verb to enter. The sentence is structured as a simple imperative with the verb
laissez
directly followed by the direct object pronoun and the infinitive verb
entrer.
It is a concise and direct way to give a command to allow someone to enter.
Faites-le entrer.
Let him enter. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. Faites is the second person plural imperative form of the verb faire. Faire. Which means, to do, or, to make. Since the subject of the command is, you, plural, the verb is in the imperative form. Le. Is the direct object pronoun, meaning, him. It refers to a male person previously mentioned, or understood. Entre.
Entre.
Is the infinitive form of the verb, to enter. So, the sentence means, let him enter, which is essentially an order to allow the man to come in.
Laissez-moi mourir.
Let me die. This sentence is a simple imperative, asking someone to let the speaker die.
Laissez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
Which means, to let, or, to allow. In the imperative, it means, let.
Moi.
Is the pronoun, me.
Mourir.
Is the infinitive form of the verb, to die. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests. It is often used in formal settings, such as when addressing someone of authority.
Laisse-le tomber.
Let him fall. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Laisse.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
Which means, to let, or, to leave.
Le.
Is the direct object pronoun for, him.
Tomber.
Means, to fall.
Laisse-moi mourir.
Let me die. This is a simple sentence with a direct object pronoun.
Me.
And an infinitive verb.
To die.
Laisse. Is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, and is used to give a command.
Moi.
Is the direct object pronoun, meaning the person being acted upon.
Mourir.
Is the infinitive form of the verb.
To die.
The phrase implies a strong desire to end one's life.
Laisse-moi sortir.
Let me out. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or request.
Laisse.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let. To allow.
Moi.
Is the object pronoun, meaning, me.
Sortir.
Is the infinitive verb, to go out. The sentence translates literally as, let me go out. The emphasis is on the speaker's desire to leave.
Laissez-moi sortir.
Let me out. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or make requests. Breakdown.
Laissez.
This is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to allow. In this case, it is in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressed to more than one person.
Moi.
This is the pronoun.
Me.
In the accusative case, which means it is the direct object of the verb.
Laissez. Sortir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb.
Sortir.
To go out. It functions as the complement of the verb.
Laissez.
This is the exclamation mark, which signifies that the sentence is an exclamation. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used for commands and requests. Direct object. The object that receives the action of the verb. Infinitive. The basic form of a verb, usually preceded by the preposition.
A.
Or. De.
Laissez-moi sortir.
Let me leave. Laissez.
Laissez.
Is the imperative form of the verb, to let, in the second person plural. This is a polite way of saying, let, as if you were talking to a single person. It is also used when speaking to a group of people. Mwa.
Mwa.
Means me and acts as the indirect object of the verb laser. It shows who is being allowed to leave. Sortir.
Sortir.
Means to leave and is the infinitive form of the verb. It acts as the direct object of the verb laser. This sentence is a polite request to be allowed to leave.
Laisse-moi payer.
Let me pay. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or request. The verb
laisser
means to let or to allow and is conjugated in the imperative form for the second person singular.
Laisse.
This is a familiar form of address, suitable for close friends or family.
Moi
is the pronoun for me, and
payer
means to pay. Therefore, the phrase literally translates to let me pay.
Laissez-moi payer.
Let me pay. This sentence is a polite way to offer to pay for something.
Laissez. Laissez
is the imperative form of the verb
laissez,
which means to let or to allow.
Moi.
Moi is the object pronoun for me. Payer.
Payer
is the infinitive form of the verb to pay. In this sentence, the object pronoun
moi
is placed directly before the verb
payer.
This is the typical word order for imperative sentences in French.
Laissez-moi voir.
Let me see. This phrase uses the
impératif
imperative form of the verb
laisser
to let, which is
laisse.
We have added
moi
me to make it more polite.
Voir.
To see is in the infinitive form.
Laisse-moi essayer.
Let me try. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
laisser,
which means to let or to allow. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request. The pronoun
moi
is the direct object pronoun meaning me. So this sentence is, let me try.
Laissez-moi essayer.
Let me try. This sentence is a polite request. It translates literally to, let me try.
Laissez
means, let, or, allow, in the imperative mood.
Moi
is the pronoun, me.
Essayer
means to try. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests.
Permettez-moi d'essayer.
Let me try. The sentence
permettez-moi d'essayer
is a polite request in French. It literally translates to permit me to try. Let's break it down.
Permettez.
Colon, this is the formal imperative form of the verb, permettre, meaning, to allow, or, to permit. The,
a.
Ending signals that the speaker is addressing someone formally, like a professor, or a stranger.
Moi.
Colon, this is the pronoun, me.
De.
Colon, this is the preposition, to, used before an infinitive verb.
Essayer.
Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to try. So, the sentence
permettez-moi d'essayer
means, let me try, but the formal structure makes it a more polite and respectful way of requesting permission to attempt something.
Laissez-le tomber.
Let him fall. The verb laissez means to let or to allow. It is followed by an infinitive, which in this case is
tomber,
meaning to fall. Le is the direct object pronoun meaning him. So the sentence literally translates to let him fall. It could also be translated as drop him or let go of him, depending on the context. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or an order.
Qui?
Who? This is a simple interrogative pronoun, meaning who in English. It is used to ask about the identity of a person.
Laisse-nous sortir.
Let us go out. This sentence is a command in the
imperatif.
Imperative, mood, meaning it's a direct order or request.
Laisse
is the imperative form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let, to allow. Here, it's in the
to
form, meaning it's addressed to one person.
Nous
is the pronoun for us.
Sortir
is the infinitive form of the verb.
Sortir.
To go out. The infinitive is used here after the imperative verb. The full sentence could be translated as, allow us to go out. Or, let us go out.
Laissez-nous sortir.
Let us go out. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, using the
nous
us form of the verb.
Laissez.
To let.
Laissez
is the imperative form of
laissez,
meaning let, you all.
Nous
is the pronoun for us, and
sortir
is the infinitive of the verb to go out. The exclamation point indicates that the sentence is an imperative command, making it a more forceful request.
Discutons.
Let's talk. The phrase
discutons
is a simple imperative sentence.
Discutons
is the first person plural form of the verb
discuter.
To discuss, conjugated in the present tense. The s at the end means that it is in the plural form, and that it refers to the speaker, and at least one other person, in this case, the listener. Key concept. Imperatives are commands, or requests, and they are often used in informal situations. This phrase is informal, and means, let's talk, or shall we discuss?
Embrassons-nous.
Let's embrace each other. This sentence uses the
imperative.
Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb
embrasser
to embrace is conjugated in the first person plural.
Nous,
we, the,
ou.
Ending indicates that the imperative is being used for a group of people. The
nous
ending of the verb is dropped when the subject pronoun
nous
is understood, as it is in this case, resulting in
embrassons.
The
nous
is implied, but not written. The reflexive pronoun
nous
is used because the action of embracing involves both the speaker and the listener. The translation let's embrace each other emphasizes the mutual action of embracing.
Partout.
Let's go. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Partout
is the first person plural imperative form of the verb
partir.
To leave. It is used to express a command or suggestion to leave, and is equivalent to, let's go. In English, the exclamation mark emphasizes the urgency or excitement of the request. Let's move the sentence. Exclamation is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. It is in the first person plural form, meaning we, implying that the speaker is including the listener in the action. Breakdown.
Wuzhu
is the first person plural form of the verb.
Wuzhe,
meaning to move. The news ending indicates that the verb is in the first person plural. The exclamation mark indicates that the sentence is a command or an exclamation. Translation. Let's move.
Usarash.
We're pulling ourselves apart. This phrase uses the reflexive verb
sarashe,
which means to tear oneself away. Here, the reflexive pronoun sir is used with the verb to emphasize the effort involved in the action. The literal meaning would be, we are tearing ourselves away, but in this context, it means we are very busy or overwhelmed. The phrase is informal and expresses a sense of urgency, exhaustion, or struggle.
Usarkas.
We are leaving. Breakdown.
U.
This is the pronoun we in the subject form. It's used with the reflexive verb
sarkase
to mean to leave, to get out of here, or to split.
Sarkase.
This is a reflexive verb meaning to leave or to get out of here. It is used in an informal context. It's like saying to break out of here, implying a quick exit.
Kas.
This is the first person plural present tense of the verb
sarkase.
It literally means we break. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. The reflexive pronoun sir is used here. This means the action of the verb is being done to oneself. In this case, the we are breaking themselves out of the current situation. Informal language
sarkase
is a very casual and informal way to say to leave. It is more common in spoken language than in writing.
Umelebu.
We're putting the pieces together. On is the pronoun we in the third person plural, which is used in this case as a generic we to mean people in general or one. Met is the third person plural present tense of the verb
met,
which means to put or to place. Lesbouts is the plural definite article the, followed by
wu,
which means ends or pieces in this context.
Usadir.
Let's get out of here. The sentence on sea tire is a colloquial expression in French. Let's break it down.
O
is the pronoun we in French. It is a subject pronoun, meaning it acts as the subject of the verb in the sentence.
Sir
is a reflexive pronoun, meaning it refers back to the subject. In this case, she refers to we.
Dear
is the verb to pull or to draw in French. Here it is used in a slang way, meaning to leave or depart quickly. This phrase is a bit informal and is often used in situations where someone wants to leave a place or situation quickly. It can be considered a slang term for let's go.
Pliez-le.
Fold it. This is the imperative form of the verb
plier.
To fold. The verb is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed towards you. The object pronoun
le.
It is placed directly before the verb.
Ufil.
Okay, I understand. I will provide breakdowns of French phrases in English, using the and markers for French words, and focusing on grammar and meaning for easy translation with eSpeakNG. Let's begin.
Oumé le voile.
We are setting sail. This sentence uses the
ou
pronoun, which is a contracted form of
nous.
We, the verb
mettre,
is used in the present tense and conjugated for the pronoun
ou
in the third person plural
mettre.
The object of the verb is
le voile,
which literally translates to the sails. This means they are literally raising the sails, thus setting sail.
Priou.
Let's go. Or cheers. This is a common exclamation in French, often used to express enthusiasm, encouragement, or a toast. It is a shortened form of
prends,
which means take it or drink. It is often used in a more informal setting, or as a call to action.
Abandonnons.
Let's abandon. This is an imperative verb in the first person plural, meaning it is a command addressed to a group including the speaker.
Abandonnons
is the conjugation of the verb
abandonner,
to abandon, in the first person plural present tense.
The
ou ending indicates that it is a plural imperative, and
abandon
is the verb stem.
Renonçons.
Let's give up. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The subject pronoun, nous, we, is implied, but not stated. The verb, renoncer, means to give up, and it is conjugated in the present tense, which indicates that the action is happening now, or is habitual. The ending, ons, is the first person plural ending of the present tense in the imperative mood.
Arrêtons.
Let's stop. The sentence
arrêtons
is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. It is in the first person plural form, which means it is a command directed at the speaker and one or more other people. The verb
arrêter
means to stop, and the ending
ou
is the first person plural imperative ending.
Discutons.
Let's discuss. The verb
discutons
is the first person plural present tense form of the verb
discuter,
meaning to discuss. The sentence is a direct imperative, telling someone or a group to discuss. It's a casual way to invite someone to start a conversation.
Discutons.
Let's discuss. This is a simple imperative sentence.
Discutons
is the first person plural form of the verb
discuter,
which means to discuss. The exclamation mark at the end of the sentence implies enthusiasm and a suggestion for action.
Passons au vote.
Let's move on to the vote.
Passons
is the first person plural imperative form of the verb
passer,
to pass, to go on to move on. The imperative is used for giving commands or instructions. In this case, it is a call to action, directing the group to proceed with the voting process.
Or
is a contraction of
à le,
meaning to the.
Vote
is the noun vote.
Votons.
Let's vote. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
vous
form, which is the informal plural, you. It's a call to action, encouraging the listener or listeners to vote.
The
ou Ending is the first person plural present tense of the verb.
Vote.
To vote.
Plele.
Fold it. This is the imperative form of the verb.
Plie.
Which means, to fold. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions, and in this case, it's addressed to a singular, you.
Procedure au vote.
Let's proceed to the vote.
Procedure
is the first person plural imperative form of the verb.
Procéder,
which means, to proceed.
Or
is a contraction of aller, meaning, to the.
Vote
is the noun, vote. This sentence is a simple command, urging the group to move forward with the voting process.
Out.
On the way. This is a very simple and common phrase in French.
En
means on or in and is a preposition.
Out
means route or way. Therefore,
out
literally means on the way, and it's used to indicate that someone is traveling or heading towards a destination. It's often used as a short, informal way to say, I'm leaving, or, I'm on my way.
Travaillons.
Let's work. Breakdown.
Travaillons
is the first person plural imperative form of the verb.
Travailler.
To work. The imperative is used to give a command, or make a request. Here, it means, let's work. The exclamation mark at the end indicates an emphasis, or sense of urgency.